We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chelek Gimel, and we begin Hilchos Sukkah, Halacha Aleph, from the beginning. Achar Yom HaKippurim, She'oz Zochu L'choysam Bris Kodesh, Bechinas Tikkun HaBris, Tikkun HaTfila Kanal, Tekef Achar Kach Maschilan Lasoik B'Sukkah. After Yom Kippur, we know that Yom Kippur is called Chasima, V'chosmeinu B'Sefer HaChaim. And the chasima, that the word choysam, a seal, is associated with the bris. The bris mila that a yid has is referred to as Hashem's seal. V'tzeetzov chosam bois bris kodesh, it says. So if Yom Kippur is called chasima, then Yom Kippur is also a concept of tikkun habris, which is tikkun hatfila. Because Rabbi Nezal says in a few places that in order for a person to be zeichet to tfila, they have to have tikkun habris. Tefillah is malchus, bris is yesoid. The tefillah is dependent on tikkun habris. There's a pasuk, chagoyer charbecho al yorech. Tie your sword to your loins. Cherev is tefillah. Roimem ois keil begroinom, v'cherev pifio is biodom. And the cherev is dependent on the yerech, on the tikkun habris. So Yom Kippur, when we zeichet to choysem bris kodesh, to tikkun habris, which is tikkun tefillah, Tekef achar kach maschilan lasuk b'sukkah. Immediately afterwards, we're involved in the sukkah. Why? Ki sukkah tolui b'tikkun habris. Because the sukkah is dependent on tikkun habris. Ki hasukkah hu b'chinas hanane kovod. Because the Gemara tells us that the reason we make the sukkah is to remember the clouds, the special holy clouds that traveled with the Yidden, that encircled them when they were in the Midbar. And the Gemara tells us that those who were not pure in tikkun habris, the anane hakovoid would reject them. It wouldn't cover them. They were outside of it. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says, vayizanev becho kol hanecheshalem achrecha, that Amalek, when he attacked the Yidden, he went after the zonov, the tail. He attacked those who were nechshal, the stragglers, necheshalim achrecho. Kemuva, as is brought, it's brought that the word necheshalim is a combination of two words. The word mila, mem yud lamed hei, and the word nochosh. Ha necheshalim achrecho. We know the nochosh is the Soton, the Yitzhahara, and Ikra de Yitzrabisha al Arayin, as Zohar HaKadosh says. The main thing that the Yitzhahara tries to be machshil a person in is Pigam HaBris. So that's this Nochosh, and the opposite of that is Milo. Milo is Tikkun HaBris. So we know that whom did the Anani HaKovid reject? Those who were Necheshalim, those who were Pogim in Bris. Interesting coincidence, we're learning this on Wednesday. Hey Ador, Beis, Tovshin Samaches. We're going to be reading Parshas Zohar in a few days. This Shabbos is Parshas Zohar when we're going to be reading this. V'ato oyef v'yogeya v'lo yori elikim. And the Pasuk says there that why was Amalek able to attack? Why were the Yidden vulnerable at the time? Because we were tired and we didn't lo yori elikim. We didn't have Yerushamayim. Hepech tikkun habris. That means we were the opposite of tikkun habris. Shehu bechinas isho yiras Hashem. The Torah refers to tikkun habris as a person who is zeichet to be married bigdusha to isho yiras Hashem. Shehu malchus tikdusha kanal. That represents the malchus of kedusha. Shehu bechinas tikkun hatfila. Bechinas isho yiras Hashem hi tishalol. The woman who has fear of Hashem, she is praiseworthy. Tishalol means praiseworthy. Tishalol also means tfila. She is tfila. V'alkein sukkah shehu bechinas anane kovoid yev shaliskois lesukkah kimai de tikkun habris kanal. So that's why the sukkah, which represents anane hakovoid, there's a requirement, there's a prerequisite to it. The prerequisite is tikkun habris. That's why we have to have a Yom Kippur first, because Yom Kippur is shleimus of tikkun habris. It's the choysam of kedusha. V'alkein sukkah hu bechinas Yaakov kemuva. And this is why sukkah also corresponds to Yaakov Avinu. As is brought, it's brought that the three Yomim Tovim, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, correspond to Avraham, Yitzchok, Yaakov. Pesach, we begin the Seder with the words, Kol Dichven Yesa V'Yechol, Kol Ditzroch Yesa V'Yisach. Whoever once is invited into my house. Who is that? Avraham Avinu. Remember, Avraham Avinu had the special house with the openings on all four sides where everyone is welcome. That's Pesach. Shavuos is Yitzchok Avinu. Shavuos is Matan Torah, which was with the Koil Shofar, the Shofar which reminds us of the Isle of Yitzchok, the ram that replaced Yitzchok in the Akedah. And Sukkos is Yaakov Avinu, Kemoi Shekosv, as the Pasuk says, V'Yaakov Nosa Sukkoiso. Yaakov traveled to Sukkos. Ki Yaakov hu bechinas Yira, because we know that Yaakov Avinu represents Yira. Va'alkein Iker Tikun Hatfila al Yodoy. And that's why the main Shleimus Hatfila, the main Tikun Hatfila, is through him, Kemoi Shekosv B'Yaakov, as the Pasuk says about Yaakov, Ma Noiro Hamokoim Hazeh. He was the one who was zoicha to discover the Mokoy Mikdosh, you know, and he said, how awesome is this place? Ein zeh kim beis alikim. This is the beis alikim. Shezeo bechinas shleimus alias hatfilo lebechinas bayis alidei bechinas yira. This is the concept whereby Yaakov Avinu was zoicha to the highest level of shleimus in elevating tefillah to the level called bayis. He said, ein zeh kim beis alikim. Ukemuva bedivrei Rabbeinu ayin sham. There's a chapter in the Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal explains that there are three levels of tefillah. There's har, sode, and bayis. Avraham Avinu said ki behar Hashem yeroe. Yitzchok Avinu, it says vayetze Yitzchok lo suach basode. His tefillah was in the field. Yaakov Avinu elevated the tefillah to the highest level, which is bayis. Einzekim beiselikim. Through his Yira, through the fact that he had Yira Bishlemus, and Yira goes together with Tefillah. Tefillah is a display of a person's Yira Shemayim. That's what it really is. That's where you see where the person's Yira Shemayim is holding by how he davens. V'chol ze zocho al yedei sheshomar brisoi b'yoser. How is Yaakov Avinu zocho to this Shlemus HaTefillah? Through the fact that he was the greatest in Tikkun HaBris of the Avos HaKadoshim. V'hoisa mitosoi shleima. His bed was complete. Avraham Avinu had a Yishmael. Yitzchok Avinu had an Esav. Yaakov Avinu, they were all winners. All of his children were Kedusha. V'alkein zocho lebechina sukkah kanal. Therefore he was zochet to sukkah. Because sukkah is shleima satfila. And shleima satfila is dependent on Tikkun HaBris. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds further, Ki sukkah hu bechinas das godol. Sukkah also represents a very high level of das. Bechinas ruach hakodesh, bechinas makifin. Sukkah corresponds to the makifin. We've mentioned this many times, that there's two levels of seichel. There's that which a person understands, that which a person has achieved. That's called pnimi. It's in his head, inside of his head. There's that seichel which is beyond me right now. That's called makif. It's around my head. It surrounds me. It's not inside my head yet. And the avoid of a person is to constantly be converting makifim to pnimim and getting new makif. He's always trying to learn new things that he didn't know before. Each time he learns something new, now everything moves. Everything moves up another level. And he gets a new makif, and he keeps turning makifim into pnimim. So the sukkah is like a makif that encircles us. It's like a covering over us. She'efsher liskois lodas hazeh kiim al yidei shmira sabris, kenizker leil kama pomim. The only way a yid could be zeichet to this high level of das, these makifim, is through tikkun HaBris. V'zeh shekosav Rabbeinu Neiro Yoyer, and this is what Rabbeinu Zal writes. Now, when he writes Neiro Yoyer, it means he wrote this halacha while Rabbeinu Zal was still living. He doesn't say Rabbeinu Zal, he says Rabbeinu Neiro Yoyer. He was writing this while Rabbeinu Zal was alive. The halacha alephs, in many cases, were written while Rabbeinu Zal was still alive. V'zeh shekosav Rabbeinu Neiro Yoyer b'maymar hamakifin hamaschil atika tomer v'sosin she'i. This is what Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 21 in Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph, which speaks a lot about this topic of the makifin. Ki al yedei she'yikadesh shivas haneirois she'heim shiva nikve amoyach. By a yid being zeichet to purify the seven candles of the menorah of the Beis Hamikdash, which each one of us has in his head. Shehem, which are the seven openings to the brain. The Hainu Einov, the two eyes, the Oznov, the two ears, upiv, the mouth, the chotmai, and the two nostrils. That's a menorah. Each one of us has a menorah. The mouth is the middle candle, then you have the two nostrils, then you have the two eyes, then you have the two ears. So Rabbi Nathan writes over there that the only way to be zecher to these makifin is of person zecher to purify this shiva saneros. Shekedushas kol elu advorim toloi bekedushas habris kiyadua. Purifying all seven of these is dependent on tikkun habris. His eyes, everything, it's all dependent on how he conducts himself with purity, especially regarding the issue of men and women. V'alkein sukkah she'ein bo shiva tfochim al shiva tfochim psula. This is why one of the most basic halachas of sukkah is that the minimum area of a sukkah is 7 by 7. Why 7 by 7? Ki tzricho liyos gedoyla lefochis shiva tfochim keneged shiva saneros kanal. She tzorech lekachom shal yodom nasa sukkah kanal. The 7 by 7 is to show us that the minimum requirement, beruchnius, that a person needs to be zecher to a sukkah is to purify his shiva saneros, that his shiva saneros should be pure. Kidfanois mechitza hasukkah moira al gvul hakedusha. Because the walls, the partitions of the sukkah, they represent boundaries, barriers. Ulashom tzorech lahachnis kol klei tashmishoi vachilosoi shtiosoi vishinosoi. And it's inside this boundary that the person's required on sukkahs to bring in all of his stuff, his dishes and his bed and everything. V'chol shatzroch of kulam tzrichan liyas b'teich ha-sukkah dafka. He has to bring all of them into the sukkah. What is that telling us? Dehainu b'teich gvul ha-kedusha. We're being told that a yid has to see to it that his eyes, his ears, his nose, his food, his everything has to be in the boundary of Kedusha. V'lo yetzu migvul ha-kedusha v'lechutz, and not allow them to go out of the Kedusha, chas v'shom. Dehainu b'chinas chutz l'sukkah, outside of the sukkah. V'hoikar, the most important thing is, shal kol ponim tihia ha-sukkah gedoyla shiva tfochim, that the sukkah should at least be 7 tfochim, 7 by 7, keneged shiva saneros, corresponding to the shiva saneros, kedei sheyachnis kulam l'toich ha-sukkah, l'toich gvul ha-kedusha, so that he shows that he's bringing all of these into the area of Kedusha and not allowing them to stray, not allowing his eyes to look where they're not supposed to look, or to hear, to listen to what he's not supposed to listen. Ve'elu shiva saneros, sheheim oir haponim, shetluyim b'kedushas habris, heim bechinas tfochim, bebechinas v'tofach loy alponov, shetzorech lekadesh hatfochim elu al yidei kedushas habris. Now Rav Nosson Zalman adds something in parentheses, that these shiva saneros, which are referred to as the oir haponim, the light of the face, whereby kavyochol Hashem shines his light into a person through these windows of the neshama, these seven openings. So Rav Nosson Zal says they are totally in Kedusha Sabris, and Kedusha Sabris is associated with the word tefach. There's a posuk v'tofach loy alponov, which Rabbein Zal has a whole turn in the Likutei Moran, Torah Samach Gimel, in the first half of Likutei Moran, where he explains the singing of the Amo Bas Shisha Tfochim, showing how the tefachim play the tefach plays a very important role in the issue of Tikkun HaBris. Shetzorech lekadesh hatfachim elu al yedei kedushas habris. We have to purify these seven tefachs, these seven kelim, these seven openings of the head through purity and bris. V'ze b'chinas sukkah shel shiva tefachim ayin b'divrei rabbeinu hamaschil soid kavonas hamila b'siman samach gimel. Look at the chapter in the Likutei Moran 63, which is called Soid Kavonas Mila, where Rabbein Zal explains this, the whole connection of the tefachim. Ki ho ikur toloi beroshei ho evorim v'achushim o'elu. Because Rav Nosson Zal tells us that a person has many organs. We have 248 organs in the body, but everything is really being controlled by these seven buttons. This is the control room, these seven openings of the head that are called Roshei Ho'evorim V'Hachushim. V'chol Sharei Ho'evorim Nigrorom Achreim. All the other organs of the body follow their lead. V'zeh Shomra Azal. This is why V'chachomim tell us Shetzricho Liyos Gedoylo Shiva Tfochim, that the sukkah has to... Why does the Gemara say seven tfochim? Kedei Lahachnis Shom Roshoi Verubai v'shulchanai. Because the Gemara says that's the minimum size that you need to be able to get your head and majority of your body and a table in there, into the sukkah. Ki eilu hashivo nikvei amoyechanal heim roishoi verubai shel hodom. Because these seven openings of the head, that's the roish, that's the head of the person, and that's the roiv of the person. The majority of the person is in his head. V'chol ha-taivois tluyim bohem. And all the physical desires are all plugged into these seven openings. V'ho'ikr tolui she'yachnisoysam l'toch gvul ha-kedusha ha-yidgush sabris. And again, the most important thing is for a person to make sure to take these seven and keep them inside the room, not to let them go out of the room, not to let them go out of the boundary of Kedusha. How? Through Kedusha sabris. Aval ein lo shir lamala. So that's the minimum. How large can a sukkah be? Can a sukkah be a kilometer? The answer is yes, no problem. You can make it 100 times bigger, you know, in area. Ki adaraba, kol ma shemisracheves yoiser, bevadai choshev yoiser. The larger your sukkah in width, you know, in area, the better. Kol hakavod, kedei laharche gvul hakdusha, to extend the boundary of kedusha, ulahachnis sham kol gufay b'shleimus, that you can really walk around in there, you can move around in there, v'chol tzrochav, and all of your things, v'chol klei tashmishoy, and all your table and your chairs and your bed, to be able to ramash put everything in there, v'chol minei tanugav, and all pleasures, kulam yiusham b'toich hasukkah, to bring them all inside the parameter of the sukkah, b'soich mechitzas hasukkah, within those partitions of the sukkah, v'lo yetzu lachutz chas v'shalom kanal, and not to allow them to go out, to go outside. Outside means into the sitra achra. V'oz, k'sheboyim mechitzas u'dfanois k'shiranal, and when a person is zoich to build the walls according to these requirements, the hainu lefoch is shiva tvochim kanal, a minimum of 7x7 tvochim, oz heim ruuyim lesukkah. Then they qualify to be a sukkah. What does it mean to be a sukkah? The hainu lesachei chaleim haschach. The most important part of the sukkah is not the walls. It's to put that schach on top of it. Sheze ikr shem hasukkah, kama shapirish Rashi. As Rashi points out in the Gemara, in Chumash in the Gemara, that the term sukkah applies especially to the schach, the covering. Dehainu lizkois lebechinas chafifas schichas ruach hakodesh. The schach represents ruach hakodesh, that level that's above me, that I'm looking up to in a sense. Bechinas makifin anal, those makifin that are not inside my head yet. Because it's impossible for a yid to be zeche to real sechel digdusha, real makifin, ruach hakodesh, without purifying these seven, without shmirah sabris. She kima yidei kedusha sashiva saneiroi, shem b'chinas mechitzoi shel shivat vochem kanal.